I want to help, like, you know, I want to get the word out. Beautiful baby that has helped many people and will continue. It's insane. So I just, you know, I want to get it to people if it's what they need. I want to keep speaking and helping. And yeah, it's just been this awesome, crazy journey. So that's where I'm at.
When you respond to, I just wanted to have a chat on a podcast or something. When you respond to that, I'm like, this is prime for you. My brother explains my action process as I jump. I go, he's like, your brain goes, okay, yeah. Oh, now what do I, like, I'm in it. Like, he goes, you attack and then you think. He's like, it's insane. But it's the fact that that attack mode and that ability of mine served me well. And it wasn't till I got the company up and running and things were actually functioning that then my own mental health became an issue. And then, you know, with what's happening here in Melbourne, the struggles, when I then had more time to think, like, my struggle came at a later stage, whereas I distracted myself at the beginning. And yeah, just all that is so just, and you know what, having success in such a traumatic time, I have not been able to celebrate, or not felt like I can celebrate, even though it's really awesome and I'm getting to help lots of people and it's all a positive thing. It's, yeah, it's interesting. Also, an extrovert stuck in lockdown in Melbourne is a disaster waiting to happen. We're writing a musical, I've got a new company, I'm pitching Safety Banana to go digital. Like, lock me up anymore and there'll be more things. We've got, yeah, it's just like, I just think my brain's going to explode if I'm not allowed to leave my 5K soon. But it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, I've named it Cindy Sweats because Cindy's the name of the character in Safety Banana. And don't you worry, there's a big grand scheme plan. But for the moment, it's to help people and hopefully going forward and, you know, I can turn all the ideas into one idea that, you know, reaches across and continues to spread, you know, all the joy that Safety Banana is. You know, I want that to come through with the fitness training. That hope. It was really interesting. I said to my brother, I was like, he's like, oh, I have a connection. I'm going to tell them with the financial review. And he goes, oh, I have to tell them about you. And I said, oh, you know, like an artist, you know, how an artist adapted in COVID. And he's like, no, how a businesswoman came up with a really good idea and is helping lots of, like, he just was like, no, he goes, what you've done is amazing by yourself from nothing. Like, he's like, that's the story. Forget about this artist stuff. He goes, you are a businesswoman and you adapt and that's the story. He knows I'm good at art. He doesn't give a shit about that. He's like, yeah, let's move on. You just learnt like 7 different apps. He's like, you know, and when my mind started to unravel, he called me, and his way of helping me get through the stage 4 lockdown in Melbourne, he went into abuse mode, and abuse is a bit of a strong word, but he just put his foot down and he was like, no way am I letting something you can't control get in the way of the development I've just seen and you've just had over the last 5 months. He's like, you can't control the government. Figure out how to shut that up and move on, because I'm not letting it go to waste what you've just done. He's like, you've learned and come so far. And I was like, okay, but I'm an artist and I need to express myself. And it's that struggle between, I do get business and I love business. I love the ability to market and the ability to, you know, have an idea and put it together. I guess that
scary word, entrepreneur. I guess that's what I am. But I never would have said I am until COVID.
It's almost like I haven't had the opportunity to be affected by the arts or to feel that effective. I have other skills and abilities. I am an artist, but I am probably first and foremost an entrepreneur that will either use my business mind or my artistic mind to achieve what I want, which is, you know, standing on the top of that mountain, speaking at the top of my lungs, encouraging women, men across the world to be the best they can. And it just keeps getting written, you know? I think that, like, which is why I laughed. I was like, oh, you know, and then I go, oh, I don't know how to do the marketing. So I'm like, bugger it. I've done 2 podcasts probably since COVID happened. I did one at the beginning, which was really interesting. I was quite humbled. And then I did one probably 6 weeks ago or something. Again, buzzing off what Cindy Sweats had become. And now, after the anger journey I've been on as an artist and an artistic voice, it's just brought it to a whole new level. Like, I've decided to put my anger into marketing a musical called Plandemic, which, you know, I've got a friend who's writing complete and original music and he has no idea about social media. And I said, well, I can literally see, when I listen to his songs, I can literally see this on stage. We've come up with a 2-part acts, like 2 acts. We've come up with the storyline. You know, we've got acro, we've got dance, we've got piano, we've got vocals.